Did you buy your Little League uniform, or did you give it back at the end of the year?
Gave it back.
Uh-huh.
I was number 67 every year, because that's what the fat kids wore.
The WGN Morning News celebrated their 25th anniversary tonight in prime time. Joining us is the star of the WGN Morning News. It's our good friend, Pat Tomasulo. Pat, congratulations, man.
You disappointed a lot of people when you followed up the star of the show without Robin Baumgarten, my friend.
Give me the rankings of the players on the show. You, of course, number one, or is Robin number one?
Robin is number one through four.
Okay. And then...
Listen, hot stuff. I know where my bread is buttered, all right?
Well, you're the newbie. How many years have you been there? You're celebrating 25.
Newbie?
Yes. Yeah. How many years have you been there?
14 years.
14 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I could have committed armed robbery and gotten a lighter sentence than 14 years.
Robin,
what was your favorite part? I know you watched the whole show. What was your favorite part?
Oh, well, you guys, you know what? By the way, I did watch the show tonight, but I had to get to work. But you wore a very nice suit. I noticed that Paul was wearing sneakers or running shoes.
Yeah. Well, you want to stay on brand, don't you?
I guess so.
What's he going to get extra dressed up for at night?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Oh, he doesn't care. That's the beauty of Paul Conrad.
Do you have to work in the morning?
Yeah, I do, because I'm a champion.
What time do you wake up? Do you take a quick nap and then you wake up at 3?
No, I don't. I'll be up around 4.
4 o'clock, look at that,
but,
man.
You know, it's not the thing. I mean, between you and me and then, you know, the people who are listening, but they'll keep a secret. You know, I'm out half of the week doing stand-up at this time every night anyway, so it's really not that terrible, but that's going to be between you and me for when I need to use those sympathy points about being up late and get that confidence.
Got
but
it.
This isn't too bad.
Got
you
it.
Know?
Was it tough taking the 7 p.m. time slot tonight on WGN TV? What did you replace? Was it Matlock?
No, Matlock is more of a, sorry, that's my garage door. You caught me, I was in the car, but now I'm home.
Oh, that's nice.
Matlock is more of a WGN America program,
oh,
Peter.
Got
we
it.
Probably
okay.
replaced, I don't know, or do we still air according to Jim? I don't even know. That
not quite
Pan
sure. I'm going to have to check my
Black
local
history.
Listings
I don't
for
know.
That one. That's a rough one right now.
Do you even watch TV? I don't know.
What did we learn tonight from the primetime special that we don't already know from the WGN Morning News team?
Boy, that is a good freaking question. What did we learn?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I learned personally is I learned how many things I've been a part of on this show that I have zero recollection of. There was one bit where I was the climactic scene at the end, and it was one of those telenovelas, and I guess at the end I was in it with Bill Curtis. Pete, when I tell you I was watching this thing, and I'm like, wow, is this thing going to end? And then I popped up. I had zero recollection of it whatsoever.
Wow.
So if I may be, what's the word I'm looking for? Not serious, but not modest, but like sober for a minute. You know, I'm not going to be a jokester. It really was pretty amazing to see how much material we have had on that show over the course of 25 years. It was pretty crazy.
I mean, you guys, there were some bits that I've seen before that I saw tonight. The Bernie Sanders one, I forgot all about it, where you dressed as Bernie Sanders and Kasich had a town hall meeting and you ran in as Bernie. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You want to know what the beauty of that, well, I don't know if it's the beauty, but the amazing thing about that piece is that, like, I didn't get arrested or shot. That was I mean, because I just walked right into that place and went right out up to him. Nobody stopped me. Nobody. And he was a good sport, but he was trying to, he wanted no part of it, but the crowd, you know, I whipped them into such frenzy as Bernie Sanders that
right.
the people wanted Bernie out there asking a question. So Kasich had no choice.
Well, if people miss the special tonight, I'm sure it's going to be rerun on CLTV about 142 times. Am I right?
I would imagine so, on CLTV. It might be re-aired 100 times on WGN. I don't know if you've been following the news, but we're going to have a bit of a dearth of programming very soon. So.
Oh, really? Are you sure about that? Is something happening?
We could air this damn thing every night.
We're talking with Pat Tomasello.
You know, it's too bad that they're not looking for any more local programming, you know? Because I could have, you know, I could have had an idea for them, but, you know, whatever.
Man of the people, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because your final week, I sent you a text and I said I DVR the show every week because we've been friends a very long time.
Sure. And until you moved without telling me. But
And I've supported you. Pat and I were neighbors. I lived there for 11 years. I think I saw you once in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've walked my dog once or twice. You may have seen me. Sure.
One time, folks. I invited you over 322 times.
You didn't invite me. You invited me to the street fairs where all of these people are running around with cover band blaring.
Right.
I don't know. You know me well enough to know. You want me to come trick-or-treat with your kids in a Halloween parade? Come on, Pete.
It's right outside your door. Anyway,
the
final week... I sent you a text and I said, this is a great show. This is good for Chicago. Locally produced. Yeah. It's funny. You have a live studio audience. Everything about it was great. And I can't believe that they pulled it.
Well, that's a discussion for me and you and a couple of beers in the old neighborhood.
Okay.
Oh, it was fun. It was, you know. It just, I'll just say that. It was a fun show.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. 25th anniversary of WGN Morning News, 25 years of silver. Yeah. What did you get the rest of the crew?
What did I get? We didn't. You think we exchanged gifts?
Yes. I didn't even think come we on, man. You got to get Robin. How about flowers? Did you get her flowers or anything?
No. I don't think any of us left without saying goodbye to each other.
Oh, no. Was Robin already in her car before the credits started to roll?
Yes. Was she in her car? She was on Addison by the time the credits rolled. Was she in her car?
Somebody warms up the car and she runs out and just takes it. She's got to get home.
Got a secret back entrance to get out of that place.
She's got to get out. There was a promo that Robin posted this week on social media, a picture from 25 years ago. Paul had hair and was wearing glasses similar to President Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. I told him today, I'm like, you look like, in that picture, he looked like the kid that got wedgied every day of high school.
It was terrible.
He looked like he was a 16-year-old
he did.
Kid.
Yes.
Right?
And now he looks like Lex Luthor from Superman.
Right, but a sexy Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Let's preface it by saying that.
Yes, sexy.
Make sure we all, a sexy Lex Luthor.
By the way, I DVR'd the two-hour special tonight. 2 hours? Did you really need 2 hours?
Well, like I told you, we got a couple of holes in the schedule right now, so I think anybody was objecting to 2 hours.
Yes.
I probably could have done with an hour. That would have been all right. I wouldn't have mind coming home at 8 o'clock.
Okay. But, so you got 2 hours. But the reason I did it is because I still have never seen Dean Richards interview Meg Ryan. He's talked about it on the radio 100 times. They talked about it again today on Cochran's show.
He showed like video of it, but it was just part of a montage. So you didn't hear anything that she said. But I have seen the interview, and it is as awkward as he says it was. We did show, for the first time in a solid 10 years, Dean tearing his hamstring while running a 100-meter dash on live TV.
Oh, no.
Which was, he had outlawed that clip from being shown for a solid 10 years. But he finally acquiesced, and my God, is it a glorious clip. I mean, I love him. He's good now. He didn't have any permanent damage, and I felt bad at the time, but I kind of feel like enough time has passed where you should be able to appreciate a spectacular fall.
Of course.
And it was a spectacular fall.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch that. I saw Robin's 1K tonight on the special.
Yeah.
That was rough for her. It really was.
No, you know what, though? It was inspiring to a lot of us. I think a lot of people across Chicagoland saw Robin run a 1K. And you know, a lot of times you see somebody who's in that peak physical condition and you feel guilty about it, that you're not in the same condition. But Robin is she just empowers everybody.
Yes. Do you think she's in bed and asleep right now as this airs?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
She
well,
is.
No, she's definitely done. Either that or she's half in the bag. One of those two, you know, but there's a thin line between both of those.
There really is. And by the way, Pat Tomasulo, a great follow on Instagram. Your wife's Amy's videos, very entertaining. It's the Amy's Wrestling Report. When did she become obsessed with the WWE?
My wife became she's a grown ass woman.
Yes.
And can you say that word on WGN Radio?
Well, you did.
It's late. You can say that.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are we still there? I thought I lost you for a second.
No, we're still here.
Six months ago, you know, she's watching that USA Network all the time. She's got it on in the background. Mm-hmm. She's watching Law and Order or some nonsense. And she somehow gets hooked on WWE. Now she watches it Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night SmackDown. I'm going to have to buy the WWE Network for this woman. I'm taking her to the Survivor Series in November.
Oh, boy.
She loves it.
Oh, boy.
She never had any exposure to it as a kid.
Wow.
She, like, knew who Hulk Hogan was a little bit, but that's all she knew. She didn't know anybody else. And then when I first started taping, I'm like, dude, you got to let me record you and put this on the internet. She's like, no, nobody's going to watch it. Nobody. I'm like, believe me, people will watch this. I got people watching her from all over the country now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's watching.
I got to find a way to start making some money off her so I can come back a little bit, though. That's the real goal.
I need to get her on my Instagram. Maybe I'll start working that, too.
Right?
I like that.
I got it. Yeah, people are asking me if we should be on my podcast. I'm like, she doesn't even know what a podcast is. What is no social media pages whatsoever.
Right.
She didn't want to be on my show. I put her on there once a week, and that's like pulling teeth.
Ah, that's good stuff. Pat, it's great to talk to you, man. I haven't talked to you in months.
You
this
miss
is good.
Me?
I do.
You miss me in your new neighborhood?
I do. I do miss you. And, you know, I'm only about 5 minutes from you. We're still in the same area.
Oh, where are you? Are you still in the city?
I am still, yes. I am still very, very close to you. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
In
yes.
Geographically and in your heart, you're
yes.
still close to me.
Both. Everything.
And thanks, buddy.
We will be watching tomorrow morning. I know I may sleep in until 9, but most people will be watching the WGN Morning News tomorrow morning. By the way, we read your promos on this radio station. And it always says, join Robin, Larry, and Paul weekday mornings on the WGN Morning News. I add your name. Your name isn't in the radio promos. You need to talk
to
somebody.
Listen, buddy, I appreciate that. But as long as the checks are clearing, I don't care if they mention my name or not.
You do not care whatsoever. Pat Tomasulo, go to bed, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
All right. It's 720 WGN.